I really feel like I enjoy movies more when it's busy.
Because
I feel like, why am I not just watching this at home when there's like four other people in the theater? Right. Especially with comedies. Like, it's so much easier to laugh when the whole crowd is laughing at things.
Yes, but also so much more annoying to hear people laugh at the wrong things.
What's wrong? Like, how can you judge what's the wrong thing to laugh at?
I always laugh at different things. There's in any given movie, I will be laughing at things when no one else is. It sounds and like, vice versa.
Yeah, it sounds like you're the wrong one then.
No. I refuse to accept that.
Okay, I've got a question for you. That's what this show's all about.
It's what we do here, folks.
Did you hate showering as a kid?
No, quite the opposite. See, I actually only got to start showering when I was like 10.
What do you mean you only got to start?
So it was like a luxury. It was like a treat. Well, we only had a bathtub in our house.
You didn't have a shower at all?
Yeah. No. For like 10 years growing up.
That's crazy.
And then my dad and I like built a shower in the in the back of our house.
Like an outdoor one?
No, oh, but okay. There's like a shitty extension on our house.
Right.
And then we built a makeshift shower in it.
I don't like the idea. That was like
not in the main bathroom.
Yeah. The words makeshift and shower together don't excite me.
In hindsight, it was pretty ghetto, but at the time it seemed really cool.
Was it plumbed properly or like
I don't know about properly. It had plumbing.
I'm picturing some sort of like Rube Goldberg, you fill a bucket and then 18 things happen and the water falls on you.
I don't know what was happening behind the scenes. I was too young to understand the intricacies.
Okay. But anyways, you didn't hate... A lot of kids hate showering, I think.
That's too bad for them, I guess. Because it's one of the few pleasures I had as a poor child.
Did you spend too much time in there?
Well... We did get the shower right around the time I started realizing what masturbation was.
Right.
So, yes.
See, I spent a lot of time in the shower as well, but I don't like jerking off in the shower. I don't, it's like not a nice, I don't know,
well,
setting for me.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of standing up jerking off. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well, it was a big enough shower and I was young enough that I could sit down. Have a nice time in there.
Yeah. I never really did that. But I had super long showers. I just love showers. And so my family would make the classic like, oh, you've been in there for too long today jokes. And I didn't even understand what they were getting at for a long time. Like, I didn't realize they were making masturbation jokes because I didn't do it in there.
Hmm. Poor kid. It's a rite of passage for many.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I still don't like doing that in the shower. It's like...
My parents had to be like... Their approach was like, you're taking too long in the shower, so you should just... You're wasting too much water. So what we need you to do is like, get wet, soap yourself up,
yeah,
and then turn the shower off,
yeah,
and then return it on to rinse yourself off. Yeah. I'm like, who... Even at that... young in age, I was like, no one does that. You're so stingy.
My dad tried to enforce a similar rule. They were always very upset about the length of my showers because of the water thing. But then at a certain point, like, they would just go to work before I left for school so I could just be in the shower as long as I wanted. I'm sure their water bill exposed me, but like there was no one banging on the door and yelling at me to cut it short, which I hate. So,
no, and that's a mood killer.
Yeah, like today, now, I don't care how big the water bill is. Like, water's not that expensive. I'll be in the shower for an hour if I want.
Yeah, doesn't it make you angry now that you're an adult and you realize how cheap water and electricity are? That those are like the things your parents nagged on the most and
I know.
Had zero impact in anyone's life?
I do think about that, but also like, are we just super privileged? Like, our parents, maybe they were struggling with the bills more, so a few dollars on the water bill made a big difference, right?
I guess, but like both of your parents had steady jobs.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't like a huge factor.
I mean, that's how I feel about it. I still haven't gotten to the root of, like, I think it's from them growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Poor, because they were both fairly poor growing up. Or not even poor, just like not rich. I don't know. You're right. It seems a bit ridiculous to get mad at long showers, because like the longest shower adds how many dollars to a water bill?
Maybe 50 cents.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Although I will say our electricity bill is really high. So like I do try to keep the thermostat not high, not running all the time. And that reminds me of my father.
Yeah, I have a Nest, so it's constantly playing the role of my father. It's like I installed a digital father on my wall. He's like, I turned it down for you again. Thanks, I'm going to turn it back up, Nest, Dad. Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Beach Sand. It gets everywhere, even in your sandwich. Okay, this is a big question.
I like those.
How do you feel about cuticles?
That's a big question for you?
It's daily comes up in our household.
Okay, describe. I'm not sure that I know what a cuticle is. So for both the listeners and me, help me out.
I feel like I'll get this wrong. But to me, the cuticle is that little bit of skin at the tip of your, like right where your nail starts, kind of like sticks down to your nail.
Yeah.
And some people like to push them back and cut them off. See, my girlfriend has these tiny little scissors that are specifically for cutting your cuticles. And she keeps asking to cut mine. And I won't let her because that seems completely unnecessary.
Yeah. Why? What's the purpose of trimming your cuticles?
I don't know. I guess.
Do some people have really big, ugly ones?
Maybe. Like mine look pretty normal and like they should be part of my finger.
Yeah, mine are like fairly invisible, I think.
It's kind of like a nail foreskin. Like no reason to cut it off.
Well, when you first said there's no reason to cut it off, that's exactly what I thought of. Like it's just another beauty body part that they're taking away from us.
Yeah. Like I could see the argument for when it gets like you can push them up and you can kind of mangle them if you play with them and then maybe you can cut them.
I think I did that as a kid sometimes, but I don't, as an adult, I don't play with my nails. I don't bite my nails. I don't do anything to my nails.
Like mine are just nicely stuck down against the nail. It's like, why are you going to fuck with that?
Yeah. It seems like a necessary bit of glue.
Yeah.
So,
and it's like it's creating a seal between your finger skin and your nail. And once you take that away, you can like get junk up in there.
It's like the caulking on your nail.
Yeah, exactly.
So
good analogy.
What happens when you peel that away on a bathtub? Water gets in there.
Yeah.
Mold starts to grow.
Yeah, your nails are going to get moldy.
That's disgusting. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Like, I don't think we should be fucking with that.
No. Let's start a movement. Let's do a brave movement.
So just like the men that rally against circumcision, we will take up the call against cuticle
mutilation.
Mutilation, that's the one.
Yeah. And we'll rally outside of nail salons.
What do they do? Like what does your girlfriend's device do?
It's literally just like tiny, tiny scissors.
And
they actually look like pliers, though.
That seems awful.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a form of torture. Does she take the cuticle off altogether?
I think so. I haven't really watched her do it, but.
But what's left then? It's just skin.
I don't know. I feel like the logical extension of cutting your cuticles off is just, why don't you just take all the skin off my finger with those things?
I was thinking, like, once you take the cuticle off, can you just remove the nail without any effort?
No.
Is that what's holding it down?
No, although that would be sweet.
Yeah. Just insert fake nails that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. How far underneath?
I was just going to ask you that.
Nail go?
It's only got to be like a few millimeters, because like if you poke up here,
yeah, we're both poking.
Is it soft or hard? I think it's pretty soft.
Yeah,
I don't feel any nail under there. But there's like, I understand it, there's some like softer nail to be under there that is not fully hardened yet.
Like I could see you fucking with your cuticles if they got dirty or like visually messed up in some way. But if you don't fuck with them in the first place, I don't think they will.
Sometimes I get like my thumb cuticle splits and then I pick at it.
Oh yeah.
And then I could see cutting it off.
Fuck, now I'm like touching them. We gotta stop.
Oh, you're gonna get a moldy. This.